Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
A reminder, tomorrow, on the road. That's right. We take the show out of Wilco. We'll be in downtown Nashville, right by the Omni. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Come on by. Love to see you. We're having fun. Josh kind of got this started hour one, early hour one. Just complete the sentence. We're having some fun. We have time to do this. Is this the year that? And then you complete the rest of the sentence. And it's mainly college football, but if you want to get off the beaten path and say something that's humorous, please do. We've got latitude today. Just business, and this is a good example of that. Is this the year that Bill decides to smoke tofu instead of brisket? No, it is not. Although the brisket I smoked over the weekend was maybe the best ever that I have smoked. It was wonderful. Saturday night, my wife comes home with a brisket. We decide that's what we're going to do for Father's Day. We had no plans otherwise. And we had all the kids, seven kids, because I've got two in college, so there's a lot of coming and going, but everybody was home. Had some girlfriends over too, their girlfriends, all that kind of stuff, boyfriends. And got the bull out, the RT700, the bull, the Rec-Tec bull, put the brisket on at 9:07-ish that night. Because it was going to be about a 16-hour cook. Put the dial on 2:30 and walked away. That simple. Next morning, about 5, I got up. I went out, just took a quick look. It's sitting there on 2:30, purring like a kitten. Okay? And at about noonish, right in there, noon, 12:30, I pulled it off. It was delectable. It was wonderful. Now, you need to let it rest. And the better, 3 hours, 4 hours if you can. I never can make it that long because everybody gets to complaining. So I usually get about an hour of resting out of the brisket, and then you got to start serving up. People start getting a little cantankerous if you don't. So I urge you, if you want to cook and you want to have a good night's sleep, literally you cook it overnight and you're not worried one bit. I didn't get up. I went to bed probably at 11. I didn't even look at it after I put it on at 9-ish. Got up about 5, decided I'd just get up and go out there and look, but it was exactly the way I left it. It is wonderful. So get you a Rec-Tec. I know Josh has been contemplating, he told me, and Soul Street Coffee is also looking into it as well, among others. Is this the year that, and Terrence says, the Canes finally prove they are back? I don't think so. Number one, who's the quarterback? Nikosi Perry or Tathan? I don't trust either one right now. Danny in the NYC while patrolling the financial district. Hey, Danny, let me ask you something. In June in the NYC, are you in a cop car, motorcycle, or horse? That's my question. Or do you split between them? That's my question for Danny. Or one of those scooters. I don't know. Do cops get on those scooters? Danny in the NYC says, is this the year that the Pac-12 rejoins the P5? That's a fantastic question. Because if you're new to the show, there is no P5 on this show. It's the P4. There's a chalky five, which is Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma. That's the chalky five. But there's a P4. Pac-12 has not updated the resume to be part of the P5. And they also have the ultimate douche canoe as their commissioner, Larry Scott. That's a combination that is too difficult to overcome. Here's a picture of Jimmy with Barry Switzer. Now, who's the other one holding the football there? Let me see if I can. Who is that? I'm not sure. Good picture, though, Jimmy. That's Jimmy and Barry. Barry Switzer tweeted yesterday, 30 years since I resigned at OU. 30 years yesterday. That's a good picture, Jimmy. No. That's Baker Mayfield in the middle, right? Yeah, it's Baker Mayfield in the middle. Jimmy, I thought that was you. Yeah, it's Baker Mayfield, but who's the player on the right? Darren wants some of this. Says, is this the year that Harbaugh actually lives up to the hype? Well, let me repeat what I said last hour. It's to the point during this non-playing portion of the season where everybody is saying this is Michigan's time. Now, I don't think they mean winning the national championship. I think they mean winning the Big Ten. This is the time. The planets have properly aligned for the maize and blue. It's almost like if Michigan doesn't do it this year, the overwhelming thought will be, from the consensus, they ain't going to get it done, period. It's almost like you better do it this year or you're not going to do it. Now, if they win it this year, if they won the Big Ten this year, then people would loosen up and they could be comfortably predicted in the future to win it again. But right now, they have nobody is more desperate to get their resume properly updated than the maize and blue. Nobody is under more pressure to get the resume refreshed than Michigan. There's not even a close number two. Not even remotely close. There's a lot of pressure there. Chris wants some of this too. Is this the year that Urban Meyer has health problems at USC? Well, Zach Smith on his podcast says that a buddy of his who works in the Dublin, Ohio post office has noted and told Zach that certified mail is coming from USC to Urban Meyer. He's intercepted this. He hadn't opened it up, but he's noticed it. Yeah, guy kind of spying at the Dublin post office. Nobody knows his name. Zach actually said he's really not a friend. I just know the guy. So, an anonymous source at the Dublin post office says, this thing's going down, baby. By way of certified mail. That's good enough for me. Rob in the 210. Is this the year that the long snapper at Tennessee wins the Heisman? Signed, Sling Blade Steve. Slick Blade Steve hadn't called in months. The Vols have to win something for Sling Blade Steve to probably call back, right? And his Vols haven't been winning anything to date. That's an issue. That's a big issue. Round Man says, is this the year that a defensive player wins the Heisman? Well, you'd have to go back to 1997, Charles Woodson, ESPN openly campaigning against Peyton Manning for Charles Woodson, and they got that done. Chris Fowler was really big in that. Yeah, if you're a Tennessee fan and you watch a game with Chris Fowler on it, shame on you. He referred to your antics as a trailer park frenzy once, and he openly campaigned against Peyton Manning for Charles Woodson. If you're a Vol fan, that should never be forgiven. You should hold a grudge like Steve Spurrier there. Seriously. You should hold a forever grudge on that guy. No, I don't think so. Round Man, it's, and I know you know this, but it's so quarterback-centric. You might as well say, is this the year that a running back wins it? Almost. Now, I guess it could, but with the numbers, with the notoriety that Tua has with Pretty Boy, with Justin Herbert, it's almost always going to be a quarterback. I've got one. Is this the year that Karen moves to Baton Rouge conceding Jimbo's coming home? Because I know she's got a real estate agent. Karen's got a real estate. Very few people know this. Karen has a real estate agent on commission. Now, I don't know that that's a thing. But Karen pays a real estate agent monthly on commission, kind of like having a lawyer on retainer, right? A real estate agent who is there and the sole purpose is keep me in mind in Baton Rouge. I might have a quick exit that happens here over the next, 12 months. Nobody else knows this but me, but I felt it would be important for me to tell the audience. Yeah, we're having a good time with this. Keep them coming, everybody. Keep them coming. Make them funny. Make them entertaining. Make me think. Here's what you do. When you tweet out your is this the year that, make me think I wished I'd have thought of that. Yeah, be creative. Be like Grant when it comes to 30 for 30s. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Yeah, we were supposed to be at Grant's today. The guys were to spray his yard. The problem is it's wet. That's not the time to do it. You want to do it when it's a dry period of time. He's got that big pork belly pig. Yeah, Grant, Mr. 30 for 30. It's got a 150-pound pet, port belly pig, which I think is a pretty cool thing. And they like to entertain out on the back porch and everything else, and they don't like the insects and ticks and whatever. So the guys were going to spray down the yard, but you don't want to do it when it's wet, or there's a threat. I mean, we've kind of got a mild threat of wetness for a few days here. We had a couple of hellacious rains yesterday and last night, which we needed big time. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Looking forward to servicing you folks, whether it's quarterly sprays, whether it's termites, whether it's brown recluse spiders, which is a big issue around here. Matter of fact, Gator Brandon needs some glue boards. Talking to him about this the other day. We'll get him taken care of as well. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. We'll get the break. Plenty of time to hang out rest of the way. Tomorrow, it'll be the Southern Steak and Oyster. That will be our location, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Live now at ontimetraffic.net. Vehicles on I-40 westbound at Briley, south of town, almost crashed into each other again. That's blocking the right and the left side of I-24 west. Spence Lane is slammed, so is most of I-40 west in Hermitage. Same for Lebanon Pike as drivers try to avoid the area. Try Murfreesboro Pike instead, although it does have a slow spot east of Fessler's. Ontimetraffic.net has live traffic cams 24/7. Follow us on Twitter at Rush Hour Rosie. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Hey folks, it's the man called Amp from my friend Wyatt, and I haul anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I haul anything because it's not just a name. I haul anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for a quote. Get it done on time, clean, and for a great price. 499-2218, or find them on Facebook. I haul anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon County.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, you all right? I'm going to knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I got
to
tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning: cloudy and then becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high at 85. Partly cloudy overnight with your low at 68. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then mostly sunny with your high at 92. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Do you like tackle football? Yeah. Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill Is King on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Omni Nashville Hotel will be in that neighborhood tomorrow. Southern Steak and Oyster. I threw it up on Twitter early, hour one. Complete this sentence. Is this the year that? And we've had a ton of response on Twitter. Mitch says, Bill, is this the year that Dez Howard picks Oregon State to win the Pac-12 North? He says last year he picked Arizona to win the Pac-12 South. Dez Howard isn't very good. And I don't mean, look, that you got to hit your predictions. That's not the point. He's just not very good. And I'm trying to remember. I swear to you, I don't remember who. We were still doing Sirius XM. And I don't know. Maybe Dez was going to come on the show. A lot of times you'll get approached because they've got something to promote. And if you let them come on and promote a product of some sort, a company, a corporate thing, partnership of some sort, then you can talk college football with them. And I remember, I don't remember who it was at ESPN, said to me, I wouldn't do that. Because he's not going to be able to, he's not going to be real good. I remember that. I remember going, wow. Telling the Truth. That's the name of the person here on Twitter. It says, is this the year that somebody new wins it all? Well, eventually it will be. I don't think now is the time. I think the Chalky Five own the thing until proven otherwise. I've got two eyes. If somebody wants to prove otherwise, please do it. The Chalky Five, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Oklahoma. That's the Chalky Five. Right now, they own it. In my opinion. If somebody from outside, there are, what is that, five teams, that means there's another 125 out there. There are, I think, 130 D1 teams. So of that 125, can somebody penetrate the Chalky Five? That's the question. Because it really isn't getting done a bunch right now. Josh says, Bill, I've decided I'm going to get the RT2500 BFG. Why? Because I'm a guy. It's the only reason I have. And Josh has been weighing that one with a bull, kind of going back and forth. Either way, Josh is going to be well off. That's all I know. That's kind of like, Josh, you get to go on a blind date and it's Miss Sweden or Miss Hawaii. There's really no loser there, right? Doesn't really matter. The RT2500 and the RT700 are both supermodels. Doesn't really matter. Alan down in Tampa, who was at Commitmas, is coming back. Says, Bill, is this the year that Florida State figures out how to run a football program and get the right coach, and ESPN gets rid of that jerk Fowler? Well, the answer is no on both of them. ESPN loves Fowler. I think Florida State, let me back up a little bit on Florida State. I don't think they're a threat to win that league. I think we may see some surprising improvement in the football team this year. I'm not trying to harken back the good old days when they were big-time winners. No, that's not what I mean. I just mean a correction from last year's disaster. I think we may get to see some of that. Yeah, who is that on the right? Jimmy put up a picture. It's Switzer. It's Baker Mayfield. Who is that? Hawkeye Jason thinks it's Billy Sims. That's some Sooner royalty. Will's talking about it there, too. That is. That's royalty right there. Grant, 30 for 30-ish, Grant. Bill, is this the year we build the wall around Jeff in the borough? Tell you what I'm going to do. If we don't get that wall built by the time we get to Commitments, I'm going to get a jar and I'm going to go table to table asking for some coins. And then I'm going to Home Depot right after the Commitments buying supplies. Yeah, I'm going to have a kind of like in church. I'm going to have a little hopper we're going to hand around. And I'm going to ask for donations strictly for the wall. I'll have receipts for the purchases so you know I'm not cheating you. Yeah, I think we're gonna have to. I think we're gonna have to go person to person on this one. So far, the fundraising has not been very good. Is this the year? This is Josh. Is this the year that Slingblade Steve admits he's related to Millie? Slingblade Steve, see, the problem is Slingblade Steve never listened to SiriusXM because he doesn't have SiriusXM. Let me give you a little background on Slingblade Steve. He lives in Lexington, Tennessee, which is west. It's not as far west as Memphis, but it's west, almost like Jackson, kind of. And Slingblade Steve, he's not able to work. I don't know what his issue is, but Slingblade Steve is a little unstable. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. He's nervous. He's got that nervous laugh and everything. And he's a big Tennessee fan. His life, as far as I know it, is pulling for Tennessee, the Vols. Slingblade Steve. And I know that he lives on family property, but I think it's in a trailer, not in the house. And I know that some of the others pick on him. Like, he had a brother, has a brother. Slingblade Steve used to get the newspaper, the Knoxville Sentinel, mailed to him. And it was a big thing. Now, this was back in the 90s. And he would wait every day for the Tennessee articles, the feature stories, the articles on individual players, just the beat writer stuff. Jimmy Himes up there. And his brother would get that newspaper before him and hide it just to tick him off. And it would drive him crazy. Slingblade Steve's had a tough time of it. And again, I don't know what his health issue is, but it's been a long time thing. I don't think he's ever been able to. Well, he talks about, he said one thing. I wish we had this on tape. This is way before Crazy Charlie was part of the show. He called in one time and said, and it was hot for some reason. He goes, when I was a kid growing up, we had to work the cotton fields. And I'd be out there sweating, just toiling away. And we also had to do stuff to prevent the boll weevil from taking over the fields. And he said, you know what? I was for the boll weevil. I wish I had that. It was a classic clip from him. This is a long time ago. We'll never. That audio cut is gone forever. It's floating in space with emails that have been deleted, right? It's floating around. Slingblade Steve. Wow. Okay, bottom of the hour here, coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash on I-40 East between Church Street and the West Loop in South Nashville. A wreck on 24 West at Briley. Spence Lane is jammed, so is most of I-40 West in Hermitage, as well as Lebanon Pike. 440 westbound from I-24 is slow till Berry Hill. 24 itself has collisions at Haywood and Harding. Have you written a book? Call Page Publishing for your free book publishing kit. 1-800-603-0885. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
R&M Printing in Mount Juliet reminds us that this graduation season is a time of joy and happiness, but a drunk driver can change the scenario immediately. Do your part. Don't drive drunk. R&M Printing is wishing all a safe and healthy holiday season. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their years of experience for all your imprinted everyday and holiday t-shirts, polos, hoodies, company logos, and more. Call R&M Printing at 615-453-5770.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Southern Steak and Oyster tomorrow, right there in the neighborhood with the oblong. Looking forward to that. Crazy Charlie will be alongside. We'll be hanging out. Brad Powers, hour number 3 tomorrow. Handicapping out in Vegas. Rob in the 210. Going with the is this the year that thing. This is a pretty good one. Hey, Bill, is this the year that Hugh gets his burner phone back from the devil? That's a 30 for 30 Grant reference. Nice. Yeah, I wonder where that burner phone is. I'd like to look at that. I'd like to run some of the numbers on that, if I could. Jim in Jupiter, is this the year that KKL realizes Tallahassee is close to her forever? I think she's good with that. I don't think Karen has any trips scheduled to Tally as of right now. Soul Street Coffee. Is this the year that Gus coaches a game without wearing a sweater vest? Who are the most famous sweater vest coaches? I'd say Jim Tressel, Gus Malzahn, and I'd say right here in town, the great Rick Byrd, who just retired at Belmont, the basketball coach, Rick Byrd, who's one of the best basketball coaches of all time. Seriously. He's a sweater vest guy, too. Those are three that I think of when I think of sweater vests. Here's another one from Rob. Is this the year that KKL switches from Metamucil and vodka to Metamucil and Dickel? Oh. How about that again? Wow. Gary Joe Collins, and he doesn't want to see this happen. He's up in Tim Couch country. Is this the year that Stoops tears it up again and gets a mega job? Well, let's think about jobs that could come open that might look at Stoops. Florida State's one. He was there. I think they'd have to look at him, and he's a good recruiter. He'd be an even better recruiter, obviously, at Florida State. I think they'd have to look at him. I don't know who they go after, but you'd have to look at him. Gary Joe Collins brought that up in the past. That's a very good forward-looking what if. Not saying it happens, but it's a good what if. It's not an unrealistic what if. I don't know that he'd be a player with Southern Cal. I don't even know if he'd want to be a player with them. I don't know. Anything in the Midwest or Big Ten that would be attractive to him that could come open? Not right now. Ohio State's just getting started with Ryan Day. Harbaugh's not getting fired. I don't care what happens. They're not firing him. Not right now. 3-4 more years of not getting it done, then I'll probably be talking to you differently. They're not even close to firing him. He's not on any hot seat. Other than the pressure of you better start getting it done hot seat, but not the firing hot seat. Any other gig, Big 12-ish, I mean, Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley, he's just in year three. Herman just got a brand new sparkling pretty contract. So I don't see anything there. So I think the only one that makes sense is Florida State. Right now. And Florida State's not planning on anything at the moment. But if this thing were to just completely collapse again, then it's time to start thinking. Might as well admit we blew this thing horribly and start afresh. Round Man, down in Marietta. Bill, is this the year that we finally realize that calling hookers isn't that big of a deal? Unless you're a head coach and it's quiet. Yeah, nobody knows about it. And then you've got an enemy like Mississippi State and a lawyer, and they're digging up stuff on you. And they make a random call to Tampa, and it's a escort service. That could be an issue. Who is it on hold, Crazy Charlie? Oh, because I didn't know if you meant Sleep Big Steve. All right. Cosby Cattleman, what's happening?
It's a good day for canoeing on the Harpeth River, Moisture King. Looks like y'all got some bumpy weather last night.
Yeah, I think all the copperheads drowned in that rain.
Everybody's going around Franklin Road on canoes today.
We had a couple of torrential downpours, which we needed.
Yeah, we got it a little bit this morning, but y'all are upstream from us, so I'm always keeping an eye on the 615 weather.
You ever see any bears ever get, literally black bears, get over into your area?
Oh, yeah, but we see bears all the time. Heck, I was watching local Knoxville news. They tranquilized a couple of bears in West Knoxville the other day.
But, I mean, could
imagine
you be...
Can you imagine that whizzing down I-40 and there's a bear waving at you at the car lot?
Oh, I know, but let me ask you. Let's say you're on your mower cutting. I mean, could a bear approach you?
Oh, yeah, they're out there. Especially, you know, when they come out of hibernation or it's a deep sleep. It's not actually hibernation, but, yeah, they're a little aggressive.
Right.
I hear the one that's really a pain in the butt when I'm going over to the Harris Casino across the mountain.
Right.
They've reintroduced elk to the park. We didn't have elk over here in this damn park, and they haven't had elk over here in 100 years. They put elk back in, and every tourist from Ohio's got to get their iPhone out and roll 5 miles an hour through a newfound gap where FDR Chris in the park. We can't even get over to the casino in 3 hours. Because of elk. You ever seen an elk before?
Because they're rubbernecking the elk.
Every Ohio and Michigan person in the world acts like they've never seen an elk or a bear or a deer. you show a Yankee an elk, a deer, or a bear, and you're not moving too far. I'll tell you that much. I'd rather take a kick in the coconuts than go around Cade's Cove, Bill. Those Yankees and their iPhones.
Yeah.
But that's enough of that. Hey, two or three quick hits here, Bill. I was looking, this is a football show mostly, but I was looking about this basketball draft tonight. I don't watch the NBA.
Right.
But we were poking, or I was poking at what's-his-face, the Peabody coach last year. I've already forgot his name.
Yeah, I forgot his name. His name was Bryce Drew or Homer Drew or somebody Drew.
Mr. Radnor Lake, Radnor Lake neighborhood president from last year.
Correct.
Darius Garland, Bill, these one and doneers. I mean, that guy, you know, one player can change a team. That guy didn't even suit up for Peabody, and they're saying he's going to be a top five, top six pick. Think old Drew might have won a game or two in the SEC if he had him.
That literally took that Peabody season and flipped it upside down. That kid, and you know what? He's going to be, they're projecting him, aren't they, in the top five with a blown knee?
Yeah, I think I saw him five or six.
Well, let me tell you something. Really he's that good.
He wasn't a Tennessee product. He blew in from, like, Indiana or somewhere and just landed in Nashville, right?
Yeah, I don't remember what year. His dad played two college ball, maybe at Ball State or something. But I tell you, Cosby, I saw him play as a junior, and he is as good. He might be the best basketball talent to ever come out of Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
And there's a new trend I'm seeing, too, by the way. They're like four guys in the last 3 weeks, these big five-star recruits are going straight to the G League.
I saw that.
So, I'm wondering if Calipari and Coach K's little one-and-done factory might be shutting down.
Now, I think some of them, like the first guy that did it, actually said he's going overseas. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're all doing, but maybe making their own decisions.
Yeah, but these guys are wanting to get paid, apparently. But I'd say old Drew, by the way, whatever happened to him? Did he get a job or is he somebody's assistant now? Is he the coach at MTSU or what happened?
I don't know. I think he's fishing on Radnor Lake illegally because you're not supposed to.
Yeah, trying to make that mortgage. But I'd say probably Bill, when he's 75 years old and he's done it to Cracker Barrel on his rocking chair, he'll be talking about old Darius Garland even though he never shot a shot for him.
Correct.
Got him fired at Peabody. He'd probably have that job if Darius Garland played. he'd be out there on a canoe on Radnor Lake.
I just
took a quick hit for you, Bill. I guess you talked about Baker Mayfield and all that today.
I did not.
You just peek at ESPN before I call you. Apparently, Baker Mayfield took a shot at the Texas quarterback on Norman Sports Radio.
Is that right?
Apparently, they got heat going back. It's on top of ESPN. Their high school rivals, what's that, Lake Travis and West Lake out there around Austin, a couple of high schools out there in Texas.
Correct.
They've never gotten along, but apparently Baker Mayfield, he kind of tickles me, taking a shot at that dude. But I know you don't watch much pro stuff, but the coach up here at Cleveland that didn't start him, Hugh Jackson, that got fired.
Yeah.
He went to shake Baker Mayfield's hand for one of his NFL games. Baker Mayfield didn't shake his hand.
I knew you'd like him.
You know, that guy, he's a hot rod, isn't he? He's a hot
shot. Well, here's the other thing. Big Jim owns that team, so that's your team now, I assume, right? Huh?
Yeah, I tell you what. You talk about that Zach Smith podcast. I think Baker Mayfield about to be a walking real version of Zach Smith. That guy, he's probably going to be a lot of entertainment the next 15 years if he stays healthy and out of trouble.
I'm telling you, you need to listen to that podcast. You'd like it.
I might. See, it's a long summer here, Bill. Hey, one last thing for you. Are you aware of this guy named David Ubbin?
He's the
new beat guy over at the Athletic.
He used to be with ESPN. He started as a Big 12 guy.
Yeah, he's the new guy on kind of the Tennessee. I guess he's probably the best guy on the Tennessee beat right now. He's over at the Athletic where all these dudes are hanging out now.
Yeah.
Behind their paywall or whatever.
Yeah.
Except for Griff with his getting his silver spoon deal down there at the AJC. Both these guys have to go over to that Athletic thing.
Athletic is funded by some Silicon Valley guys.
Oh, is it? Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm told.
Well, anyway, he's pretty on the ball. He's been other places. I think he was on the TCU beat out there for a long time, but he's kind of new to the Tennessee beat, and he's pretty good at it.
Yeah.
And he was on old Bozolio over here, old burned-out fried Bozolio over here, and they were talking about Kiffin. And he came out and said on Bozolio he thinks that Kiffin's going to be a really big-time coach whenever he gets his next shot. I about fell out of my chair and spit out my Georgia.
Oh, game. That guy's got you forever. You probably bought a subscription.
I mean – all these media types, you know, they're just jealous of Kiffin. They usually come on, they're all a bunch of Kiffin haters. I was about floored to hear a media guy say he thinks Kiffin's a hell of a coach and he's going to kill it when he finally gets his big-time opportunity. Oh, Bozolio, he's just one of those fried morons that take shots at Kiffin. Kiffin's a great coach, and I think, Bill, for the sport, we talk a lot about how chalky college football is. We really need Kiffin to get out of the U and get into it. Like, wouldn't it be great to have him down at Ole Miss?
I could handle that.
I mean, just for you know, calls into your show, and you know, if we're going to have to watch the same three teams play for the championship everywhere, let's at least get Kiffin back on the big stage. Hey, Bill, flip it back. Did you ever flip over to MCSN yesterday? Like I told
I forgot.
Go by.
I forgot, but Steven up in upstate New York told me what I missed.
Yeah, flip it on right now. It's on NBCSN. Flip it on right now. And you can see British people drinking bubbly. A lot of good-looking women. Here comes the Queen. That's you can keep your fake baseball. I'm watching the Queen, Bill. NBCSN right now. Hang in there.
So I'm watching the College World Series. I'm watching some fake baseball. Jeff in Chicago agrees with you, by the way. I'm enjoying it, man. Vandy boys. I'm looking for the Vandy boys to bring home the daddy to Wilco. That's what I'm looking for. One more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash on I-40 East between Church Street and the West Loop in South Nashville. A wreck on 24 West at Briley. Spence Lane is jammed, so is most of I-40 West in Hermitage, as well as Lebanon Pike. 440 westbound from I-24 is slow till Berry Hill. 24 itself has collisions at Haywood and Harding. Have you written a book? Call Page Publishing for your free book publishing kit. 1-800-603-0885. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is the sound of the two new Reese's Lovers Blizzard Treats being made at DQ. But it's not what they really sound like. Listen closer. That's the sound of the extra chocolate in the Reese's Chocolate Lovers Blizzard Treat. Or maybe more peanut butter is your thing in the Reese's Peanut Butter Lovers Blizzard Treat. And whether you pick chocolate or peanut butter, your favorite Blizzard Treats just got happier. DQ. Happy tastes good. At participating locations.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
CBD delivered right to your door. Thanks to Ease. Ease has a carefully chosen selection of quality CBD offerings, lotions, patches, creams, and even CBD products for your pet, all designed to fit your lifestyle and delivered right to you. So take the guesswork out of CBD with Ease. For a wide selection of CBD products and great values, go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. EAZEwellness.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Christopher Bell took home the Xfinity Series win over the weekend, and Brett Moffitt the Truck Series win. As the Cup Series had the weekend off, they are headed to Sonoma this coming weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And be sure to like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning. Cloudy and then becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high at 85. Partly cloudy overnight with your low at 68. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then mostly sunny with your high at 92. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
This is an interesting one here from Ross. Says, Bill, why do you have Oklahoma in the Chalky Five? What about the Irish? That's an interesting question. Number one, the simplistic way to answer is I don't think Notre Dame is as good as those programs right now. And I'm a Notre Dame guy. I like them. I like what they bring to the show. I enjoy watching the Irish. But I also am objective and fair. They're not in that group consistently. Now, can they work their way in there? If they have another big year this year, and remember, everybody says it's going to be more 10-2-ish, 9-3-ish. Got to go to Georgia. Got to go to Michigan, etc. So people are expecting not 12-0 again, probably 9-3, 10-2. But if you just take the Chalky Five, I think there's separation in that group too. I think that right now, Clemson, Alabama, and Georgia are good enough to win it all and can win it. I don't think Oklahoma can win it right now. They get in it, but I don't think they can win it. And I don't think Ohio State right now is ready to win it all. So there's a little bit of separation there inside the Chalky Five. But those have been the most consistent programs. You got to remember, Notre Dame is just 2 years removed from a 4-8. I mean, everything went wrong, and BVG was there, and he couldn't coach, and it just collapsed on him. Notre Dame has another big year where they go, I don't think they can win in Athens. Let's say they go 11-1, though. I'm just saying, what if? That won't get them in the playoffs. It'll get them in a really good bowl. They won't get in at 11-1 unless it's a year where there are a lot of teams with losses, one of those strange years. One of those really strange years. Soul Street Coffee says, Bill, I'm hearing Juwan Jennings had a knee injury. I don't know about that. I didn't know that. I did not know that. Jeff, too. I'll have to look into that. Bill, while in Oxford, he says, Taubes rocked the sweater vest frequently. Now that I'm seeing these pictures, I remember this. Georgia Dog checking in. Is this the year that Notre Dame is held accountable for no conference championship and no longer can sit home while other teams play for the right to get into the playoffs? No, they will not be held accountable. Ian Book will be sitting in that metaphorical hot tub. No. Sauna. No. Jacuzzi. Shades on, sipping Chablis. While Georgia and Alabama are butting heads. Literally. I'm just saying. Jimmy, big Oklahoma fan. Yeah, that picture is Billy Sims, Baker Mayfield, and Barry. You don't even need to use his last name. It's Barry. Barry Switzer. Jimmy says, is this the year a non-Snyder coach Kansas State team can be at least 500? Probably not. Brown Man, is this the year Cosby Cattleman finally starts tweeting? No. Cosby Cattleman has his own, what would the word be? Idiosyncrasies. Cosby Cattleman has his own quirks, just like we all do. And Cosby Cattleman understands that on the radio, that's where he's gold. Tweeting, fighting people on Twitter all day, I don't think that's his thing. That time could be occupied watching George Strait videos on YouTube and drinking Dickel. I don't see him fighting people on Twitter. Would I like to see that? Oh, God, yes. I just don't think it'll happen. Kick Six with Nate and Bo on Twitter says, is this the year Alabama slips up in conference? Missouri makes the leap. Kelly Bryant can't do the thing. Florida LSU sneaks, or LSU sneaks into the playoff. Kentucky falls back to earth. That's a pretty good list right there. Let's see what else we have this morning on Twitter. Rob in the 210. Bill, is this the year that we get an 8-team playoff with a Big 12 team, a B1G team, Clemson, Notre Dame, and four other teams from the SEC? That would be, can you imagine that? Number one, Notre Dame gets in, which makes half, if not more, than half of America mad. Four SEC teams in, which infuriates everybody else. Clemson's not political. Clemson's not polarizing, unless you're a Gamecock. But the SEC, four teams, and Notre Dame in and an 8-team playoff, I might even allow that, just for the humor. Just for the comedy there. At Crazy Charlie 615. Good show, everybody. Good one. At Crazy Charlie 615. He'll be with me tomorrow. At Bill is King. We will be at the Southern Steak and Oyster between the hours of 7 and 9. Because they don't open the door until 7-ish. So I just sit out and wait. It's all good. Get your breakfast over there as well. Lodge Pop.